Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Good morning, welcome to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you're listening to the best internet program.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to a Kingdom Call. This is Elder Jordan, and we are live tonight and excited about this opportunity to come to you through Blog Talk Radio and share the Word of God on tonight. Tonight is Wednesday night, is midweek. This is a Kingdom Call because it is Kingdom time. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We want you to get excited. Hallelujah. Grab your Bible, grab a notepad, have something to write with so that we can have a good study on tonight. Hallelujah. The enemy, the Bible tells us that he comes to kill and to steal, but God comes to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. And so we're going to speak tonight on life, walking in God's goodness. Hallelujah. Walking in the goodness of God. And we are excited. So God bless you. We want to take this time to just thank all of our listeners. Hallelujah. All of our listeners for dialing in. We wouldn't be here without you. You are an important part of what we're doing. And so we are excited about this opportunity. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to have Monica to bring the announcements forth, and we will get ready to go into prayer. It looks as though our time is a little different tonight, so we want to make sure that we cover some of our prayer requests. Hallelujah. That is important. We want to cover a prayer request in prayer. And if the time allows, we will share about our seven I Ams of Jesus that is found in the book of John. Hallelujah. Sister Monica, are you there?
Good evening. Coming up this Saturday, August 22nd, will be our fundraiser. It will be at Wright's Grocery Store on Seagraville and Beltline. Again, that is this Saturday, August the 22nd, at Wright's Grocery Store on Seagraville and Beltline. Laughter, Love to Life is our social. It's every Friday, every fourth Friday of the month, and it's held at 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, Texas, and that's 75150, 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, Texas. It is in the Business Park off Gus Thomason Service Road. It's a time where we come together to relax, to laugh, and to eat. Every Monday, you can join us every Monday at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call. This is our Intercessory Prayer Network prayer line. Every Monday, 9:30, dial in to 218-936-6142. That's 218-936-6142. And the access code is 772937. 772937. This is an open prayer call, and everyone is invited to join us in prayer. Every third Sunday, the ministry goes to Luce Derrick Jail to minister to the women. And we're also asking for donations of new and used Bibles. coming up September 9th through the 13th is Taking Him to the Streets in Baltimore, Maryland. We are gearing up and preparing ourselves to be a blessing to the people of Maryland, to Baltimore, Maryland, and we ask for your prayers in this endeavor. Mm-hmm. Coming up in November, we will have our Thanksgiving feast. And in December, we'll have our Christmas event with our seniors. And these two events are opportunities for you to be able to sow into our ministry and also give donations so that we may be a blessing to those that we serve for Thanksgiving and as well as our seniors. You can always follow us on social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Linda Jordan Ministries. To make financial donations, you may send those to P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501 in Mesquite, Texas, 75185. You may also donate on our website at LindaJordanMinistries.com and go to the donate button, and you can make your donation there as well. For our prayer requests, we ask that you send those to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. And that concludes our announcements for this evening.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Monica. Thank you for sharing our kingdom assignments. And I pray that our listeners will be in support of what God has called us to do. You know, when you're not able to actually physically do a work for the Lord, when you help those that are doing it, it is just as though you were actually doing it. So if you're not able to join us, pray for us. Amen. And more importantly, sow a seed to help us do what we have been commissioned by God to do. Amen. She has given you different ways that you are able to support. And so I do want to remind you that you can go to the website. Hallelujah. Very convenient. You can go to the website at LindaJordanMinistries.com and click on the donate tab, and you can submit a financial seed, a donation, a love offering through that secure website. Amen. And we pray over our offerings. We pray over the seeds that have been sown for the sower. Amen. If you want to mail a donation, we ask that you would go ahead and drop it in the mail to us at the P.O. Box 852501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185, and put in your prayer request. We would be glad. We are a ministry that believes in the power of prayer, and we would certainly cover your prayer request in prayer. And I do want to add that we will be opening up the lines tonight before we leave the broadcast, amen, to take your prayer request and to join our faith, hallelujah, with you in prayer to believe God for what you are seeking him for, amen. So know that the power of prayer works, amen, and that's why we pray, because we believe in the power of prayer. Hallelujah. I do want to remind everyone that's listening that our broadcast is live. So if you are busy, if you're doing a lot of things moving around in your background, I ask that you would mute your phone, because all of the lines are live. So that would kind of keep the background noise and any interruption or distractions down to a minimum. So thank you so much. And the rest of you, we like to hear your amens and your hallelujahs and your thank you, Jesus. How about we do that right now? Can I hear you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
In your name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look, it's like a sound off. Let's sound it off. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
It's Wednesday night, and it's the middle of the week. They call it the hump day. So we have the rest of the week to finish, and we think that coming together in the middle of the week helps us to jumpstart the end of the week and not be on so sluggish, but be ready to finish up the week with power and fire. Hallelujah. And so we're going to pick up where we left off. We have been doing the studies on the three I Ams of the Apostle Paul, and we have now picked up the great I Ams, hallelujah, the seven I Ams of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank
and
God,
we are pulling that out of the book of John, hallelujah. And so we're going to pick up from the first one, which is in John 6:35, hallelujah. So let's quickly go to the word. We've already prayed, hallelujah, and we are just, again, thankful and grateful for all of our listeners and all of you that help support us and pray for us. How many know that it is really kingdom time? It's no longer staying inside the four walls of the church and doing ministry right around the church, but it's actually time for us to get out and beyond and touch the people with the love of God. Amen?
Amen.
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 So we thank God. We thank God. We thank God for the opportunity. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to the book of John. And tonight we're talking about the bread of life. He says, I am the bread of life. And that is in John 6:35, the sixth chapter and the 35th verse. Amen. And when you get it, amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. All right. So it simply says, Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Amen? And
yeah.
If you would just go back to the first verses of chapter 6, beginning of the chapter, we'll see how this bread of life even came about. Because Jesus is now reminding the disciples, glory to God, that you don't know who I am. Hey, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
But I really am
mm-hmm.
the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Right.
And
right.
how he breaks this down to them is when you go back to the first verses, first several verses, and we are very familiar with the story. Jesus is confronted with the people of Galilee. They
mm-hmm.
are following him. They're following him as he is preparing himself to go to the other side. He turns around and he sees that there's a crowd following him. And we understand
mm-hmm.
that the crowd was following him because they had previously saw him perform miracles, amen, and bring forth healing to the people that they were with. So the scripture says that they were following Jesus because they saw him heal people, amen.
Mm.
And so this
yeah.
huge crowd of people comes towards him.
Right.
And so he's with the disciples, and so he asked the disciples, what would we do? He asked the disciples, where would we find food to feed the people? And we show that
God, you know, he asks these questions because he's, you know, he already knows. Amen. But Jesus asks these questions because he's teaching the disciples. He's training the disciples. He's mm-hmm. trying to help them to understand how to exercise their faith. Stop looking in the natural. Stop looking in the natural. Don't look for the answer in natural things all the time. So he asked one of the disciples, one of the disciples suggested that, why don't you just send these people away? That's very carnal. Just get rid of them. That's very natural response. Because the multitude of people came out to be 5,000 people. That's a lot of people. Amen?
Yes, that is. Amen.
And so the second person that he turned to was Philip. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And he asked Philip, where can we buy bread to feed all of these people?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Jesus knew, and we know that this was a test question that Jesus posed to Philip. Amen. And poor mm-hmm. Philip, he failed the test. Jesus posed a question, setting him up for a test to see where he was, because he had been walking with him. He had been teaching him. And so this is a good time to do a test, to apply a test. Well, poor Philip did not pass the test. Philip said, even if we worked for several months, Jesus, we wouldn't have enough money to feed all these people. Natural thinking. Thinking with your natural mind. Not even remembering who you're talking to, who you're with, who's been teaching. Forgetting. So overwhelmed by seeing this huge crowd of people. Overwhelmed by seeing something that seems to be impossible. That seems to be impossible. Amen. Jesus, when Jesus asked Philip, where could we get the bread? He was simply testing his faith. That's all. Jesus already knew what he was going to do, but he was testing his faith. And oftentimes when we find ourselves in precarious situations, when we find ourselves feeling like we're overwhelmed, when we find ourselves thinking that, oh, my God, I cannot. This is not, you know, good. I can't do this. Then we have lost faith. We're not looking into and utilizing what we have. We're trying to work it out with our natural being. And that is not what God is trying to teach us. So try to show, and what Jesus is trying to show him, and what Jesus is even trying to say to us in this passage, is that financial resources are not always the most important thing to have. Amen?
That's right.
Everybody works for money. Everybody works. We work and we get paid and we need money. And money is important, but money is not always the key or the answer to every situation. Amen?
That's right.
And here we have Andrew. So God is talking to the disciples, and Andrew, he overhears Jesus' question. I like Andrew. Andrew overheard Jesus' question, and so Andrew immediately calls the crowd. Andrew is a people person. He begins to do something. Amen. He don't just sit there like the first disciple and say send them away without even trying to come up with a solution. He doesn't respond like Philip, who immediately resolved to his flesh that we can't handle this, Jesus. But Andrew begins to find a solution. He begins to, well, let's see. He said, how can we feed the people? So he found the little lad. He found the young boy, the little boy, Andrew. He found, out of
crowd of 5,000 people. See, he's from serious assignment. Understand me?
Nice.
Out of a crowd of 5,000 people, he was focused. Hallelujah. Amen. And he found the young boy that had barley loaves of bread and two fish.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the barley loaves. Those loaves are not large loaves. They're round and they're not that large. So at five barley loaves and two fish. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he then began and he shared that with Jesus, but then he shows his lack of faith too. And the reason why I said that he shows his lack of faith is because he began to say, what good, Jesus, is two fish and five barley loaves of bread to a crowd of 5,000 people? Hey, my God.
I'm looking at
Andrew. You were doing good, son. You were doing good. You were doing good. Until you just went a little bit too far, you know. Sometimes we just talk too much, you know. Jesus didn't ask him about his faith or what should he do. Jesus asked him, where could we find bread? Amen?
Right.
Where could we
Amen.
Find? He asked him a simple question. But Andrew wants to give more. He wants to say more. Jesus didn't ask him what he thought. Jesus asked him, where could we buy some bread? And, you know, I saw my sister, she had this on Facebook, and I thought, you know what, you're on to something, because we talk too much. And she had a picture of herself. And she had a piece of paper bigger than the size of a sticky note, and she had it over her mouth. She had it over her mouth, and she said, I am watching my words because I believe God. Amen?
Yes.
I'm watching what I say. I'm careful about what comes out of my mouth. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Because I can speak things into existence. So I'm watching what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe God. Amen? And that's what we have to do. See, Andrew should not have said anything else other than, here, Jesus, this is what I found. That's all he needed to say. Amen? And so we know the story where he gathered the fish. He had Andrew to bring it. And the Bible says that he took the bread. Hallelujah. He took the five loaves of barley bread and he took the two fish and he gave thanks first.
Right.
He gave thanks. I'm talking about the bread. I am the bread of life. Amen. That's what we're talking about. And he took the fish, he took the bread, and he gave thanks. And he gave thanks to God. Amen. And the Bible says he distributed to the people. Hallelujah. And it says that they ate, listen to this, as much as they wanted to eat. Come on now. 5,000 people, I am the bread of life. They ate as much as they wanted. Hallelujah. And it was 5,000 people, the Bible says, ate from two fish and five loaves of barley bread. And the Bible says they were full. Amen. And not only were they full eating the bread that God, Jesus gave them, amen, after they had eaten, Jesus said, now watch this. Jesus said, now go. gather up the leftovers. Come on now. He didn't say, glory to God, go and see if there are any leftovers. Huh? He said, now go and gather the leftovers because there are food that is left over. We have fed over 5,000 people with what in the natural eye seems to be not enough to feed one family. But we have fed over 5,000, and there is still food left over. So go and gather the leftovers, son. Now, seeing that if there were leftovers already to gather up, what do you think that did? Now, when the disciples, the Bible says that when the disciples came back to Jesus with what was left over, there were 12 baskets that was full from the food that was left over, my God, from two fish and five loaves of barley bread. And they all ate and were full from two fish and five loaves of barley bread. After he gave thanks to God, God was able to multiply and still have some left over. Now, what do you think that did for those 5,000 people that saw Jesus work a miracle again? They saw the miracle of his healing. Now they saw a tremendous, unbelievable miracle of a meal that could feed a family, but now has fed 5,000. Now that catapulted their faith. Amen? That took them to another level. That raised their faith level up to believe God in every situation. To be the bread of life, to be my living water, to be my healer, to be my provider, to be my source, my resources. That build their faith up. Amen?
Amen.
And guess what? It's built up my faith. It has built up my faith. Hallelujah. Because the miracle actually took place in the hands of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's where the miracles say, I am the bread of life. Give it to me. If you don't give it to me, then I can't do anything with it. I am the bread of life. I need you to put it into my hands and take it out of your hands. Hallelujah. Put it in the hands of the man that's able, capable to multiply it. Hallelujah. God can, saints, and God will do miracles for us. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
He is the bread of life. I am. And when you speak under the conviction of I am, amen, you are declaring that you are that. Hallelujah. When you say I am, you're making an emphatic statement that you are whatever it is that you are. Hallelujah. And when Jesus says that I am the bread of life, I'm that for you. I don't care what anyone else says. I don't care what you think. I am the bread of life. But you have to allow me to be that bread of life for you. Hallelujah. We have to trust God to provide for us. Hallelujah. The leftover shows us that our God will give us in an abundance. Our God will give. It was left over. It was some left over. Hallelujah. And when we give it to God, when we give it to him, amen, he will multiply it. He will give it back to us in an abundance, shake down, press together, and run it over, amen, in abundance, God will give back to us, but we have to give it to him, we have to trust him, we have to take him to be the great I am that he is, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I am your bread. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He clearly showed us as he went through with the people at the crowd at the Sea of Galilee, amen, that if you would just give it to me, give me, and let me feed you. I can feed you the bread of life, and I can also feed you eternal life. The natural bread takes care of our natural part of our body. The bread nourishes us, but then God has a gift of life, hallelujah, that is eternal life, hallelujah, and it will give us if we would just receive from him. Amen.
His
leftovers that God gives us an abundance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He takes whatever we will offer, whatever it is we will offer to him. Watch him multiply it. Watch him turn that thing over for you. He'll multiply your time to be able to get things done that you think that you can't get done. He'll multiply resources that you need to have to establish things that need to resources. Amen? He will multiply what we give to him. He'll multiply our 90%. We'll just give him 10%. Huh?
Yes. Amen.
He'll multiply that 90% to go far further than it would if we kept 100%. Trusting my God, 10% of what he has blessed us to earn, if we would just give him 10% of that back. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
And
when we do that, it is like, he multiplies it beyond our greatest expectations. Amen.
Yes, he does.
When we are in expectation of God, he super exceeds that. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
We can't
does.
Beat him. We can't beat him. We can't beat him. He super exceeds. The Bible says he'll do exceedingly and abundantly above all. Exceedingly, that's past. Abundantly, that's more. Above, that's beyond what we could think. My God. So you just need to think and watch him do more than that. But see, first, we got to give it to him. First, we got to trust him to do it. First, we got to know that he is the bread of life. Because food for the body is necessary, but food for our inner man is even more necessary for our spirit. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not the food that we need. It's the gift of life that Jesus gives. Hallelujah. Through salvation.
Yeah.
Food not only sustains life, but Jesus gives us eternal life. God is the true and the living bread of life. I am the bread of life. And that was all about from the disciples who really didn't have the understanding who Jesus, as they were walking with him, who he really was. He had to show them, glory to God, I am the bread of life. I can feed you naturally, and I can feed you spiritually. Hallelujah. You want to tell me to send them away. Try me, says the Lord of hosts. You want me to send them away to get rid of them. Try me with these five overwhelming numbers of people that have come following me, looking for me. Let us show them who Jesus really is. He is the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. I'm excited that I can give him a little and he can make much and he can give it back to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in abundance. Hallelujah. Be full and have much to give. Leftovers to share. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah, that he is the great I am, the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God that he is the bread of life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, glory to God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Glory Amen. To your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Want to go ahead and open up the line. Thank God for bringing it out, the Holy Spirit, to bring that out. Hallelujah. The bread of life. I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. We need life. Need it more abundantly. The life that only Jesus can give. The bread of life. Hallelujah. We want to go ahead and get the lines open so that we can get your prayer request. Hallelujah. Is there a prayer request that you need us to come in agreement with you? Hallelujah. Is there a praise report? Hallelujah. That you want to share of the goodness of the God that we serve? We want to give you the opportunity to share your prayer request as well as share a testimony about the goodness of our God. Hallelujah. Is there one? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. No prayer request tonight. Hallelujah. The great I am is taking care of it all already.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Well, we have, I have a couple that have been submitted. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. We want to lift up the family that is in Hamilton, Ohio. Family lost their mother. The children are left now without their mom. Mm. Want to pray for Thurman Jordan for healing. Want to pray for Minister Denise Pittman. We have Michael Scott Jr., hallelujah, and Jason Jackson, hallelujah. We want to remember, pray for Russell Wilson, hallelujah, and Siobhan. Russell, we believe in God for healing. Siobhan, for healing as well. Want to bring Pastor Williams of Baltimore, First Family, First Lady, Joyce Williams, for prayer, healing, strength. And we have our youth, that our children, our teenagers, that will be returning back to school next week. Some may have already started. We want to bring them before the Lord and cover them in prayer. And as the Holy Spirit leads, be led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we have Sarah, who will be lifting up these prayer requests and praying over us. Also want you to, if you would, pray for the offering. We have some seed offering that has come in, and we thank God that he continue to give seed to the sower in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We
ask all of the intercessors to just come forth in the spirit as
We come in agreement with Sarah as she lifts up the prayer request. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you, O God, that when you announced your name to the Israelites, Father, you said, I am that I am. And we thank you right now, Almighty God, that you are the Ancient of Days, that your power and your greatness goes far, far beyond what we can even comprehend. So we thank you right now that you still have our, you still have us before your eyes, through the blood of Jesus. So we thank you right now.
Yes,
we lift
God.
Up this family in Ohio right now in the mighty name of Jesus that has suffered the loss of this mother. But we know, Almighty God, that even through this, we just thank you for your peace that will surround them right now, that they will not be anxious for nothing, that they will know that you will provide for them according to all your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just pray that right now that we will also mourn with them, oh God. He said, pray for those and mourn with those, oh God, that are mourning. So we just right now we just ask you let your peace rest upon them, give them good rest. So Lord, help them to know and reside in you that this is only but for a short a moment, a temporary affliction, and it is short, Lord. I know it may seem great, but Lord, we just ask you right now let your peace just touch their hearts and their minds.
Yes.
Father, we just thank you right
Father.
Now, knowing that you have kept her the mother safely in your arms.
Yes.
And we thank you, oh God, that you will provide financially for this family, for these children. Lord, we just pray that you surround
Lord
them
Jesus.
With people that are able to just lift them up and just keep them close to their hearts right now during this time. Father, no amount of words could really quiet what is going on, but Lord, just send your peace. Lord, all I ask, I could ask for just your peace right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Lord.
Father, we
have
we have so many that have come before you needing healing, oh God. But right now we thank you that as your word has gone forth and it cannot return unto you, Lord, according to Isaiah 50 days, by your stripes we are healed. It is not something that is past. It is now present. It is working now. It has not gone forth. Lord, it is still in existence now that your power is able to run from the top of our head to the soles of our feet and bring healing, bring wholeness to every part of our body, from the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, to the cells and the fibers, everything that is in us, oh God, has to bow down to the name of Jesus. So we call forth your healing. Father God, we know that you can do it, because this is why you said, by your stripes we are healed. We are healed by your power, your might. We thank you. And we receive it now. We receive it now. Father, we thank you that some of the power, some of the healing will be instantaneous, but Lord, some were healed as they left. Thank you to help us to walk this out. Help us to mind what we say out of our mouth, oh God, so that it will not come. It will not come against what you are already doing in our lives. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, help us to continue to put the guard over our mouth, Almighty God. Help us to forgive, Almighty God, those that we hold in unforgiveness right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to submit every anxiety and every worry and every stress and everything over onto you, oh God, that may not promote the healing. We just thank you that you are a good God. And you said, give it over to me. My ear is not hardened, on my hand too shortened to help us. Lord, so we thank you right now. We call forth your healing power, your healing touch right now will flow through from this broadcast or straight through your people. And we thank you, oh God, that you are God of everything.
Father.
You are God of all. And we thank you that everything must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now for Pastor Williams, oh God, for also the healing.
Lord,
the ministry, oh God, that you will just continue to work mightily in that city where they are located, oh God. That they will, the people will see the light. They will be drawn to the light, Almighty God. We thank you for giving life and life more. We thank you, Almighty God, that he will live until he is satisfied. And we thank you that you will just continue to touch that family. You will continue
thank
to move, and you will continue to shape the things that are coming out of our mouths, oh God, and the words, oh God, so that it will bring life and life, oh God, to all those that are the hearers, oh God, that we impart grace to the hearers, Lord. We thank you right now that you are doing a mighty work
thank
in your
Father.
People.
Yes,
you are doing a mighty work, oh
Lord.
God. Lord, we thank you for the drawing of the Spirit, Almighty God, right now, that you are drawing your people closer. You're pulling them out of the darkness and setting them into that marvelous light that you have called us into. We thank you for your salvation.
Thank you, dear
we thank you that
God.
It is in your presence, oh God, that we find fullness of joy and peace forevermore. Lord, it is all
yes,
seated in you. Lord, help us to be quiet and rest and be still before you, knowing that you, O God, will speak to us in that still, small voice if we are listening. Help us to listen to you now, Almighty God, especially when there's so much around us that is putting so much chatter. But help us to quiet those outside forces and listen to that inner voice of you, Almighty God. We just thank you, Father, that are going back to school right now in your mighty name. We just ask you that you cover them under the blood. We just cover them, Almighty God, for what the devil cannot divert, he will pervert. And Lord, there has been such a perversion spirit over the schools and over everything right now.
Cover
your children. Keep them, oh God, in your perfect peace. Keep them with their minds wise and straight and fixed on you, oh God. We just thank you that you want to just touch them, because these are where the leaders are coming out of. And Lord, if you can get them when they're infancies, oh God, and get them when they're grown, Lord, Lord, you have them covered in your promises, and nothing shall snatch them out of your hands once they are in your hands. So, Father, we pray for those salvations. We pray for their souls right now, that you will send people in their way that will speak of your love and your grace and your peace over them, Lord. Right now, we just ask you to help them as they go to school. Thank you, oh God, there are predators around, but you will just block the eyes of them, oh God, so they can get to where they need to go, that they can have all the funds that the family needs to take them to school. And for the writing utensils, Lord, provide for them. Lord, I know a lot of them, especially in our city, that are going without food. We pray for you putting on the hearts of people, of your people, oh God, to feed your children, to clothe your children,
to pray for
them, to watch over them. Lord, we just ask you right now to send a mighty crowd of witnesses over the schools, just to keep pray over them,
oh
God.
Yes, God.
And we pray for those,
God.
Oh God, that are in leadership, that they will take their role seriously, oh God.
Yes.
And, Lord, they may not be able to speak
Father.
About you there, but they will go home and pray over each child. Pray over the deaf when they're not there, oh God. Pray blessings and speak life over these children, oh God, and not death. And help them to be good role models and good examples, oh God, so that they are able to walk forth, not in what they see on television, but see people that are actually doing something and have a plan and a purpose for their life. Because according to your word in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of good and not of evil, but to give you a future and a hope. And we thank you that you have a future and a hope for these teenagers, oh God. So we ask you for your plan and to be revealed to them right now in your mighty name.
Yes,
we ask you to cover them, Lord. And we just thank you for what you are doing in your body. So we thank you, Lord, that you will cause your saints to rise up and to proclaim that you are Lord. Let us not be ashamed for the gospel of Christ. We thank you, oh God, that right now you are doing a mighty work. We thank you for Albert Jordan and just continuing to put the heart of a servant before you, oh God, that you the constant need to just save the soul and bring more people into Christ. We thank you, oh God, for her life. We ask you to bless her financially, provide for every need. Let nothing
every
be of lack, oh God. We just thank you right now. And as she has put, you said, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things that shall be added unto you. And we thank you, oh God, for her speaking after you, oh God, every moment of every day. And we thank you that you will add to her, oh God, that you will also, because you've seen the desires of her heart, that you will just continue to fall back into her, oh God. So we thank you as we pour into us, oh God, renew the right spirit within us, creating us a clean heart, and Father, do what you want to do in our lives. We are more than willing and able servants before you. Use us as you see
fit.
Yes,
Lord.
So we thank you for this
time.
We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And we just give you all honor and the praise, and we call it done. We say, stay loud. We pause and just reflect on what you are doing in our lives. And Lord, we just thank you now in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we also lift up your offerings, oh God. We will not steal from you. We thank you that you will bring back a hundredfold, 10, 20, 30. Lord, just multiply the blessings that these people have poured out of them. Father, you said multiply, oh God, because we know, Lord, times are hard, but more than that, you are still good. And thank you for the little that they give. You can bring back a great, vast amount. Oh God, we thank you for surprise money, good pay, returns on investments, commission, all
yes,
these things, Almighty God, from the little offering that they give. So we thank you right
yes.
now for the multiplication.
We thank
they
you,
will
Father.
Not only they will not only see it financially, but they will see it in every aspect of their life, because
yes.
it is truly a sacrifice for most. And we thank you, O God, that you will return it back to them in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Lord. Thank
glory
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
God.
Thank
we
you,
give
Lord.
You praise tonight, Lord God. We thank you because
thank
you are God. You are in control. We trust
yes,
you, God.
You
we thank
yes,
you that
Lord,
you are the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Yes, you are, Lord.
We thank you that there's no good thing that you would withhold from your children as we
yes.
walk right before you. So, Father, we
yes.
thank you tonight for what has been said, Lord God. We thank you for what our spirits have felt, Lord God. We thank you for the midweek filling station, Lord God, that we could take a pit stop and dine at your table. Hallelujah. We thank
yes.
you tonight. Meet every need of our listeners, Lord God. Those that did not share yet are dealing with things, Lord God, we know that you're
yes.
able. We ask that
yes.
you would meet that need, that you would intervene, that you would turn
yes.
it around. And we just
yes.
thank you for lost souls being added to the kingdom, Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
As you
yes,
send Lord. Them out on kingdom assignments. You came
yes,
and you sent your son, Lord God, that no one would be lost, but every
thank
person
you, Lord.
Has an opportunity to the tree
yes.
of life, oh God, everlasting life. So, Father, we thank you tonight, and
yes,
we give
Lord.
You praise. And we say, let the words of our mouth and the meditation
yes,
that
yes,
is in our heart be so acceptable in your sight.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
It is your servant's prayer. In the
yes.
name of the Lord
Jesus,
Yahweh,
hallelujah.
We give you praise. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
God bless each of you for dialing in. We will be here next Wednesday. We ask that you would share it with someone. We ask that you would remember what God is doing with us and keep us in your prayer. Send a financial love offering to help us to be about the Father's business. And when the opportunity presents itself, connect with us, go out with us, see what we're doing, feel what we're feeling, and rejoice with us as we rejoice as we meet with those that we come in contact with. It's a blessing. We will be going to the streets of the inner city of Baltimore, hallelujah, and we need your support, amen.
Amen.
This is an expense. It's an expense, and we need your support. So please connect, sow that seed, let us get what we need to show our God in the great and excellent way that he is, hallelujah. And we just believe God. So we are excited, and we thank you for joining us tonight. I am Elder Jordan. This is a Kingdom Call, and we'll be right back next week at 9:30. So God bless you. May his face shine upon you and yours and continue to give you his perfect peace. Is my prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Good night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight.